Begin PodFix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
This thing is about animal thing. Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
Well, I just got back from Vegas, and I have won $42.7 million.
What?
Yep. I'm hoping that I might... I'm hoping that I will be the next, story headline of Lottery Loser of the Week. So I have a bright future in front of me, hopefully, you know? Then I can be about, the show will be about me, literally.
Yeah, well, we have a whole buffet of outcomes that we've talked about, so I can't wait to find out what yours is.
Yeah. Yeah, $42.7 million is a pretty, I can do some damage with that.
Yeah, you sure can. And also, you're already not following the advice of most lottery winners. I'm surprised you're being so public with it.
Well, I just figure how else am I going to get on the show if I'm not as vocal about it as possible with all of our listeners? Also, they have a right to know, you know?
Well, that's true. We are one big podcast family.
We don't pull our punches. We don't pull back from the listener. We give them the real deal all the time.
Well, now that you're a multimillionaire, are you gonna keep doing the podcast?
Well, I figured at least as long, because I'm going to need a fallback plan after I blow all the money.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to have passive income. It's about, investing, invest as opposed to spend. You just got to, I'm just playing the long game.
So smart. Okay. Oh, great. All right. Well, man, congratulations. I'm thrilled for you and your family.
Thank you, man. It's I see big times ahead, big times.
Are you willing to peel off a little cheese for your buddy Toph?
Of course. How else am I going to get to the story headline if I don't peel off some of my homies,
Yes. One of my personal dreams for myself was never to accomplish anything personally, but to ride the coattails of those around me that have.
Same. And do you know how much pleasure it gives me to be able to allow you to to enable that type of behavior? This is fantastic.
Well, if you're happy, imagine how happy I am.
Well, dude, trust me, you would do the same for me.
Oh, for sure. There's no question about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, I'm doing great, buddy. Looking forward to being on the show or having the show be about me.
Well, I feel we got to go ahead and start the show, but man, I don't know how I could possibly come up with a special day to celebrate that could top this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll see how long it lasts,
Well, either way, your loss is our gain. So best of luck to you, sir.
See, it's an investment strategy.
Yeah. So smart. All right. Well, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week.
Let's do it.
Today, the world is celebrating National Ice Cream Day. Tomorrow is National Hot Dog Day. Tuesday is National Moon Day. Wednesday is National Fortune Cookie Day. Thursday is National Junk Food Day. Friday is National Refreshment Day. And Saturday, as we wrap up this week of celebrations, National Day of the Cowboy, Adam.
So let me first say that's actually awesome because there's a guy named Cowboy Kent in Texas who I want to go visit his ranch, and he'll teach you how to cook. And this is all about food again, Toph. So I want to go meet Cowboy Kent. And speaking of cowboys, we did have an interesting message from Cowboy Jim last week that we're still kind of rattling around. So
apparently we are indeed in cowboy times.
We're in cowboy times, dude. And that's not what we were anticipating at the beginning of last week's podcast.
Well, you never know when cowboy times are going to begin. It just kind of comes on unexpectedly.
Yeah, that's a very true story right there, actually.
Adam, are you ready for the challenge?
I can't wait.
All right, so look at those lists of celebrations. Stand back and watch me work. Adam, I'm hosting a picnic on the moon. I'll provide all the food and drink. The menu will consist of the items I just listed. The entire human race is invited. Just two conditions. You must come dressed as a cowboy because it's cowboy times. And
yep.
attendees are responsible for their own transportation.
Oh, man. That's the real picker right there. You can't actually get to the moon.
Well, I mean, if you can arrange your transportation, there's a number of private companies now that can fly you into space.
Yeah, Uber Moon service, I've heard, is about to launch.
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can do even, like, Uber Moon Pool and, like, do a couple circuits and then, you know, so.
But in any case, the entire world's population is invited to my picnic on the moon.
Is there enough space for that there?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that sounds awesome.
I mean, I've only gotten a handful of RSVPs so far, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, can I consider this my RSVP?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so it's just gonna okay. be, so far it's gonna be cool. me and Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos. So far are the ones.
I'll bring plus two. I'll bring my sweet wife Liz and Elon Musk. I'll bring him with.
Oh, that's right. Elon's already on the list. I forgot about Elon. Yeah, he'll be there. Yeah,
okay.
As well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wasn't sure if he got his. So all right. Well, we'll be there.
Super. All right. Very good. All right. Well,
listen, I won the lottery. I can afford a ticket.
Exactly.
So I'm good.
And thus you're already burning through your millions.
Just like that, buddy.
Terrific. All right. Well, with that, let's turn our attention to this week in history.
Okay, man. Well, we're going to start off pretty early on. In 64 AD, fire destroys most of the city of Rome during the rule of Emperor Nero. And I believe he played the fiddle while that was happening.
Is that the ancient version of the Great Chicago Fire?
That's exactly right. Started by molasses.
Nice.
So we're going to advance almost 2,000 years, buddy. In 1911, the Machu Picchu ruins were discovered by American archaeologists. And that was an amazing thing. And I think they found out that's like a royal retreat is what that was. Flash forward. This week in 1959, Richard Nixon and Nikita Khrushchev have a kitchen debate. They were roommates during a home reno, so we know how that ended in quite the disaster, I'm sure. And this week in 1969, Neil Armstrong walks on the moon. Suddenly, this has become like a hotly debated topic of whether or not that actually happened. And if you tell it to him, he would have punched you in the face. In 1976, Viking 1 lands on Mars. So landing on Mars is not super recent in over the last like 50 years or so. In a much more macabre historical event, in 1991, cannibal Jeffrey Dahmer is caught. And I remember being alive when all the Jeffrey Dahmer jokes were around. I don't know if you remember those.
And I drove by his apartment building before it got torn down.
No kidding. Where was that?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wow. It got torn down because it was his place?
Yes.
Hey, you never know.
When someone kidnaps and eats multiple children, then they generally don't want to keep that building.
Well, on that note, in 2005, Lance Armstrong wins the 7th Tour de France. And I believe that even though he was doping, he got the raw deal. I think they were all doping.
I agree 100%.
Right? I mean, it was a thing.
It was like the 90s in baseball. Everyone was doing steroids.
Yep. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The asterisk years.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, in 2007, the final Harry Potter book is released, much to the joy of the fandom, along with the heartache of it being the end. So interesting week in history, buddy, if you ask me.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Adam, how about the news?
I love the news more than anything.
And Adam, once again, we are going to fulfill a promise to the listener because today's story is the one we teased on episode 120.
Yes.
So, folks, when we say we'll make every possible effort, we will indeed make those efforts.
This is it.
Adam, I'm going to tell you the story about 42-year-old David Working.
All right.
Who, ironically, was not working because after his divorce, he moved back into his parents' house in 2016. A few months after that, he moved to Muncie, Indiana, where Working discovered he was missing his porn collection.
Oh, no.
Adam, would you like to guess how he responded to that discovery?
By buying more pornography.
No, by initiating a lawsuit against his parents.
His parents?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Tough gig.
Working's attorney, Miles Greengard, said that they are asking the court for actual and treble damages, which they believe are warranted given the wanton destruction of the property.
Wow. Wait, was it a valuable collection?
Well, let me explain. So it says Greengard explained that this collection was made up of often irreplaceable items and property. A detailed list of Working's porn collection that was entered into court records showed it included 1,605 individual titles of pornography on DVD and VHS tapes, and at least 50 sex toys and other paraphernalia.
Well, you can't have one without the other, right?
I guess not.
Pretty sure you can.
How about 1,600 different DVDs and VHS tapes?
He really needs to transfer all those VHS tapes to DVD or something else, because, man, that's going to be a pain to watch.
Paul Working, David's father, confessed to destroying the collection in an email that said, "Frankly, David, I did you a big favor of getting rid of all that stuff." In other emails, he told his son he was shocked by many of the scenes in his collection, which he claimed depicted incestuous sexual relationships, sex with minors and animals, sexual assault, and slavery.
So he spent a lot of time investigating his son's porn collection before actually setting it on fire.
That was my question. Is that in order to come up with that list of content that he alleges was in the collection, he had to watch enough of the collection?
Yeah, you can't just look at titles.
I mean, I don't think so, right?
I mean, unless it's a pretty descriptive thing, like it says, like, this thing is about animal effing, you know?
I don't know, but like the implication here is that he watched it in order to understand what the content was, I would guess.
Yeah, also should be in jail. Yeah, the dad should be in jail too.
Well, I don't know about that, but he went on to say that you would buy and watch films depicting such violence as beyond the pale, which is a phrase I should use more. I have no words to express the depth of my shock and disappointment. Believe it or not, one reason for why I destroyed your porn was for your own mental and emotional health. I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
I mean, there's probably some truth to that.
Yeah.
You know, like if you have that much porn, like you may struggle with relationships, or you could be just an avid collector, an aficionado, but
that's an enormous collection of porn.
An enormous collection. That's exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to take sides, but I think I might side with his father.
That's so tough, dude. I feel like I think the gut reaction is like, oh yeah, dude, like the guy's like a scumbag and he has that much porn. It's like, well, at the same time though, like guy likes porn doesn't necessarily mean he has bad relationships with people, or he is not able to have a good one, or.
Well, I think the other thing is, and listen, you know, bad things can happen to you no matter what age, you know, so I'm not faulting him for his divorce. Like, who knows what caused all that. But he did move back into his parents' house and brought his enormous porn collection with him.
Yeah, maybe like put that in a storage unit for a little while, bud, you know, so that your parents don't find it and destroy it.
Yeah, I don't know. Do something with it. But like, if you're going to risk moving back into your, and he's 42, which means his parents are probably in their 60s or 70s. If you're going to move back into your elderly parents' home, do you bring your giant porn collection?
Yeah, with paraphernalia and aficionado toys.
Yeah, I just feel like there was a couple of miscalculations on his behalf.
That's a very nice way of saying that.
Some red flags, if you will. In any case, it says the son denied any of his pornography was illegal. A review of the materials by the sheriff's department. So now his parents and the sheriff's department have reviewed the materials.
Right. Good. Perfect. More people.
Found no evidence of child pornography and no charges were filed in the matter, which I think is, if there's a silver lining or good news in the story, that may be it.
I think that's a pretty healthy silver lining, buddy. That's a good call.
So David Working did win the case against his parents, Adam.
Nice.
Now I want you to guess how much he was awarded in the lawsuit.
$45.89.
U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney ruled that Beth and Paul Working, David's parents, will have to pay their son $75,000 for destroying the porn.
Dang.
Yep.
So, you know what's funny? Like, I guess like if you're down on your luck, you go moving with your parents, with you're probably like, hey, maybe there's a good chance they're pretty conservative at the age that they are. You bring in that catalog, they find it. Like, well, I guess this relationship's over anyway. Might as well sue them. What money do they have? Their retirement. It's fine.
Right.
Their relationship's over anyway.
Yeah, if the bridge wasn't already sufficiently burned, it's completely destroyed at this point.
It's disintegrated.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So not only do his parents have to reconcile the reality of his son's gigantic porn collection, now they have to pay to replace it.
We're talking about insult to injury.
Right. Now they have to fund it.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, Adam, once again, we've run out of time, and we will not get to our next story, but I do have a headline.
All right.
Woman rescued after spending 3 weeks in the sewer.
Oh, my God. Why are you down there? Why are you down there? I know it's in Florida, too. You know it's in Florida.
Well, Adam, I'm not going to share any details with you about the story, except for the fact that I will confirm it did take place in Florida.
Ah, yes. That's awesome validation right there. Damn it.
Yes, indeed. All right, and Adam, with that, how about some birthdays?
I love birthdays. Why don't I kick off another great list? Rapid fire style. Daniel Radcliffe, 32, Harry Potter. Kristen Bell turns 41. Benedict Cumberbatch, he's amazing, 45. Monica Lewinsky, don't forget about her, 48. Sandra Oh turns 50. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo herself from The Block, turns 52. Vin Diesel turns 54, believe that or not. Slash turns 56, only 2 years older than Vin Diesel, which is interesting. David Spade turns 57. Karl Malone, the mailman himself, turns 58. Woody Harrelson goes for 60. Willem Dafoe, awesome, turns 66. Richard Branson turns 71. Cat Stevens, 73. Carlos Santana, 74. And Danny Glover turns 75. What a list.
Another list of legends.
Happy birthday, guys. That was awesome.
All right. How about some born this week, but now dead?
All right. Thank you, Clay Groves. Adam, I have two people that were born on this day, but are now dead.
Okay.
Astronaut John Glenn died in 2016 at the age of 95. Today, he would have been 100, Adam.
Ah, the big 100.
And Amelia Earhart died in 1939 at the age of 41. Today, she would have been 124.
Man, I wish I could know the end of that real conspiracy.
For reals. All right, Adam, one more thing before we go.
Yeah.
Adam, how would you like to visit the This Week Today audio vault?
I love the audio vault, dude. Do you know that?
Okay, I'm going to play audio, Adam, from This Week Today, Volume 34, which aired 3 years ago on July 30th, 2018.
Let's do it. And in 1975, the Unionsman Jimmy Hoffa disappears, and the rumors are rampant with speculation about where he actually is buried.
I think he's actually sharing an apartment with Michael Jordan and former President Gerald Ford.
That's got to be where he's at, because
yeah,
we're
sure.
Better to hide than with those two guys.
So, Jimmy Hoffa, if you're listening to the show, like your roommates do, why don't you call in and let us know how you're doing?
That would be fantastic. And no promises, you know, but maybe you could earn the Gravity Beard Listener of the Week. I'm just saying.
Perhaps. Not if you don't call in.
Not if you don't call. Not if you don't call.
That number, Jimmy, is 321-465-2180. Call in, Jimmy Hoffa. We want to hear from you.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Adam, I've been going back and listening to our old episodes.
Yeah.
And again, that was from volume 34 that aired on July 30th, 2018. We asked him to call in that audio.
Yeah.
Would you believe he called? He just called our hotline.
Yes.
Just a few months ago, back in March.
Oh, man. This is, oh, what a great newsreel right here at the end.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Toph. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh.
And this is how I talk. And I just want to call in. I apologize. You actually asked me to call in about 2.5 years ago on the July 29th episode. It was volume 24. I'm sorry, volume 34 of This Week Today. And here's what happened. So all the rumors, all the speculation, all the conspiracy theories, they're all wrong. I'm not buried under the end zone of the Meadowlands. The movie Hoffa is completely wrong. That's a complete joke. Actually, I faked my own death, and I've been living on an island in Fiji, and everything was going great until suddenly one day I unexpectedly drowned. And I meant to call into the show, but one thing I can confirm is that the onboarding process in the afterlife is incredibly long. I know you've had other friends at the show that have called in and complained about that. I've had the same experience. And so it took me 2 years, a little over 2 years, and I'm finally through and finally got settled in. And now I'm making a phone call in response to you asking me to make a phone call back in July of 2018. So, but I do want to say I love the show. It's great.
Yes.
Adam, I have some advice for you. I've heard rumors. Here's a rumor that I think probably is true. Toast's not treating you very well on the show. And so I have some advice. You should unionize. That's how you're going to get treated the best. So form a union, even if it's just you, just form a one-man union. Make your demands, and finally, Toph will have to treat you and compensate you the way that you deserve. So, anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work. Big fans of you guys. This is Jimmy Hoffa. This is The Way I Talk. Dunskies.
Dude, the unionsman himself called up the show.
So it took him 2.5 years to... Well, first of all, he accidentally died.
I feel like he probably maybe buried the lead there a little bit. Like, hey, I didn't actually die. But instead, that was like 3/4 of the way through the message.
Well, I mean, he wanted to let us know what, you know, why he was calling.
Yeah, that's true. And it has been 2.5 years, so it's probably not the first thing on his mind. It's old hat. No.
All right. Well, then, Adam, that brings us to the end of this abbreviated episode of This Week Today.
Perfect.
How about some credits before we go? Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search @PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For my pal Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
This is Lord Local 512 Union member Saunders signing off. Later.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.